This morning's readings are from the Book of Psalm. The first reading is Psalm 18, verse 28. O God, you light my lamp. The Lord my God lights my darkness. The second reading is from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Our gospel reading this morning, it comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is a beautiful collection of sayings and teachings that Jesus shared with a whole crowd of followers. So not just the disciples, but all those who were interested and intrigued and in following this Jesus who was giving them a new way of being. And here is part of that new way of being. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but rather on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to God in heaven. Will you pray with me? May the words of our mouths and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This morning, we're going to share a reflection on what it means to have God's light in our midst. And so I'll share a little bit, and then Andy and Ella will lead us through some reflections that grew out of our entire youth and children being invited to reflect on this. So our psalm reading this morning talks about God being the source of light, a lamp in shadowy places and a light for our path so that we know where to go and so we don't feel alone in the darkness. And then in our gospel reading from the book of Matthew, we hear Jesus telling his followers that they are the light of the world, that we are the light of the world as part of that audience, and that we need to let our light shine and not hide it. So how do we make meaning from this in our own lives? How do we recognize God as the source of this light and then embrace it and trust in it and share it? How do we feel God's light, and how do we draw on that source in our actions day to day?
We invited PACC families, youth, and children to reflect on the questions, how do we feel or experience God's light? And what are things we can do to share God's light? And we invite you to reflect on those same questions right now. What does God's light look like or feel like for us? Think about it. You can close your eyes. Here's a few images. A stream of light coming in through a window. Sunshine on our back after a cool swim, a soft breeze on a summer night. Could God's light be shining through a glorious piece of music or a beautiful painting or a bird song in the early morning or through the warm smile of a friend?
And what about images of how we share God's light? Could we reflect it or refract God's light like a prism, taking in the light and streaming out colorful beams of rainbow colors? Or maybe we imagine letting in God's light, like through a window or door. Or might we soak in God's light like a color, like a solar ornament, and then glow with that light?
Jesus tells us to let your light shine. The gospel tells us that God's light is the source that enables us, inspires us to show God's love to one another. So what are the real life actions of love and light behind these images? Helping a neighbor with a household task or maybe even checking on them if they are living alone, visiting an older relative who might feel isolated, supporting a friend who is having a really bad day, helping mom or dad with a chore, stepping up to try something that might be hard for you, showing up at a rally, or maybe simply offering a smile or your time or an empathetic ear. There really are infinite ways to show God's love and share God's light.
Reflecting on this past year at PACC, we have seen and felt God's light at work in so many ways, particularly during the pandemic. That light has shone so brightly in the commitment of church leaders as we've navigated new ways of doing everything. The light beams in each of Pastor Leah's messages. The light sings in the music that uplifts us each week. The light is shared when our care ministers reach out to people who are in need. And God's light glows in all the faces that show up each Sunday on Zoom.
But finding God's light is not always that easy. This past year has been very difficult for so many right here in our community. Some of our youth and older people too, who have struggled with family crises or debilitating worry or poor health or depression or more. Where is God's light when we feel sad or confused or angry or stressed or depressed? These feelings are real, and they are much more like darkness than light. Someone who is struggling might think, why should I believe any of this stuff about God's light? I'm suffering right now, and I don't feel that light at all.
We've all been there in times when it's hard to trust that God's light is there for us, or there at all. It's hard to know what to do, for ourselves or for others. But God is in those times. Can we help one another by sitting in the darkness together with God when we or someone else is struggling? God knows when we are in pain, and church has to be a place where we can be honest with each other when we don't know where the light is. Our PACC family has been challenged in so many ways this year. Our Christian education program has been challenged too, to find new and creative ways to find and share God's light. But we've seen God's light bursting from young faces and the buddy program activities and new ways of creating music and making Christmas ornaments and luminaria in outdoor gatherings for walks or sledding or planting flowers and reaching out to others with cards, phone calls, and love.
In so many ways, PACC has helped us find God's light during this time. In a few moments, you'll see some wonderful pictures from this past year captured on a slideshow compiled by Ella, whose light has shined so brightly, as you have heard, as she has kept our youth and children connected this year. But before that, I would like to also name aloud four wonderful people who have gone through our CE program and who are graduating to new adventures this year. Joey Daniels, Claire Ewan, Lane Hogan, and Justin Lawless. All of these young adults have shared of themselves over the years at PACC. On Sundays, they might show up in a Sunday school classroom to teach or to volunteer or to help out or at an event, volunteering at events, helping with service projects, and so many more things. And one of those seniors, Lane Hogan, shared a bit about her experience at PACC. She writes, I started attending PACC as a shy preschooler. From those early Sunday school days until when I joined the church as a confirmand, I felt welcomed and loved. It has been so special to have the love and support of PACC through all of these years and to know that this community is there for me. No matter what. I will always cherish the memories from Sunday school, youth choir, confirmation class, church fairs, pancake breakfasts, and more. And I will carry the kindness, support, and energy from our wonderful congregation wherever I go. That felt like a real God's light way to end this. I know that so many of us feel that immense gratitude to PACC and our community, particularly as we have weathered this pandemic year. So let's take a look at some of the ways our youth have shared God's light in this year.
We're going to watch this slideshow together, and I will kind of narrate a little bit of what's going on, because I know we've got many folks who are calling in and can hear but may not be able to see, and I don't want you to miss out on that. So here we go. All right. We start off with a picture of our church and a year to remember, March 2020 to June 2021. It's been a year, hasn't it? At first, we stayed connected primarily online, and we've got some pictures of youth choir and youth gatherings via Zoom, where you can see Andy taking a picture on her phone of the screen so that we'd be able to remember the wild ways that we had to get used to gathering with one another. Lots of smiling faces of our youth on these pictures, and some silly faces too. Yeah, you might see each other in there, see yourselves in there. Eventually, we stayed connected through meetups in the fall with our buddies, that program that Ella put together, where we had a younger PACC kid and an older PACC youth gather together, and oftentimes at parks to have fun. So we've got pictures of kids, of our kids on swings and at the playground. They got really creative with that too. They did some on Zoom throughout the winter too.
What's the park on the left?
I don't
pictures
know.
Pictures of our youth and kids having fun doing craft projects and stick fighting and playing with airplanes, paper airplanes, and having a good time outside. As Andy mentioned, we made ornaments in the Ford's yard for Christmas to be able to take one home and share with our church friends. And so we've got a picture of some of our kids holding up their creations from that time, and a candy cane, because of course food is always a great way to enjoy being together too. Some more pictures of beautiful ornaments that were made by our young people, and oftentimes got to hang out with their buddies at these activities too. We gathered for things like our Easter egg hunt and for potting plants that were shared with church members and for s'more roasts that were a lot of fun. Got pictures of our kids and youth outside enjoying time together. Of families coming for the Easter egg hunt. Lots of kids gathered for putting our beautiful flowers into pots and enjoying some time outside in the warmer weather. And here are some throwbacks to some of our virtual concerts this past year. A big thank you to Andy for putting these all together and keeping us connected through our youth choir this past year, and to Damon for processing them and editing them so that we had these awesome visuals to go with the beautiful music and making those all line up together. What a gift it's been to have new music and with people's faces to go with it in this time. That is the end of our slideshow and our reflection. Thank you so much, Andy and Ella, for putting that both of those pieces together to help us think about how we are walking in God's light and how we are finding God's light in some difficult times as well. And it's been through just what you saw on those, on the slideshow, hasn't it? And in so many other ways. Go now out into God's world, looking for God's light, feeling it on your face, enjoying the warmth and the light. And if you feel like you can't find it, think about ways that you might be able to reach out to someone in your church community who can help you find it. Or think about ways that you might be able to share the light even when you're not feeling it quite so much yet. And you may very well discover that in doing something kind for someone else, in being there for someone else, that that is when you start to feel God's light as well. So take it in and share it, or share it and then take it in. Go in peace and go in that light.